Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and of course, I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Drama.
I'm here.
Yeah, and we're doing a special live impromptu Friday show. We got the homegirl model, supermodel, Candy Girl CC gonna be
right.
In the building here.
Hurry up.
I'm getting it right. Candy okay. Girl CC gonna be in the building here in a second. And so, if you happen to catch it, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you want, that's a little too strong for you, you can email us, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com, questions, comments, concerns, and, of course, all the pretty pictures that Miss Drama likes to see.
Never.
All right. And, of course, we're going to get started with what we always get started with, the things that crazy people do, like trying to sue Applebee's for burning yourself while trying to pray over the burning fajita fan.
Where was the burn? Do we know?
You know at Applebee's, you know how they, the fajitas come hot.
I just had this.
Yeah, it's like.
So I'm an expert on this right now.
It's like 500 degrees.
It is. It's a burning piece of metal that they have to put on wood.
Yeah.
And how are you praying?
It's very stupid.
It has to be a Muslim prayer to get burned like that.
Yeah, Muslim prayer, so you think
you're going
like
the,
all
yeah.
over.
Putting it together.
You just putting it together. I'm like, it's almost like you're trying to get burnt. It's real hard to go over the hot pan.
Mm-hmm.
You're a retard because your hands can just like be up against your body.
Unless it was the Muslim prayer.
Yeah, but you still can like back away from the table a little bit.
But Applebee's be crowded. I was just there.
I mean, but there's not enough room in the booth?
No, not to do all that.
Not to do this? I mean, because where we are, this is about the space, right? From table to...
Because you're giving it a lot of extra.
Maybe I am giving it a lot of extra.
Yeah, it's never that much room.
And I guess if you got a little extra padding... Because I'm not working with as much padding, so
that
maybe that was.
But when they bring it to you, you're like, okay, look out, it's high. There is smoke, you know, where there is fire, there is smoke. There's smoke coming out of it. And I just think they were trying to get that quick check.
Yeah, but the judge threw it out, so. Yeah, didn't let it happen.
What state was it?
I have no idea.
No clue.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it do.
It got thrown out, thankfully. You know, you shouldn't get to win money because you're stupid.
Our country is based off of that.
I know. That's
so
the point.
So keep it rolling.
No. We're going to keep it rolling.
You can get money because you're stupid. You can get money because you're stupid. Okay?
Do we want to encourage that?
I'm just saying. You have the right.
I mean, you want to encourage
it's
the right.
About your right.
The right to be stupid and get money while doing
get
it.
Get your money while you're doing it.
All right. Well, I will do this, though. I will say that if you're watching a UFC fight, don't bite off your fingertip.
If you watching it?
Yeah, the guy was watching the UFC fight and he bit the fingertip off.
Of himself?
Yeah, because I guess it was just so exciting for him. He just, I don't know, I want to eat something. I'm going to eat me.
Okay.
Let's see, this is why this segment is just the things that crazy people do.
No, I'm not.
Because you kind of have to be crazy to, like, gnaw off your finger.
Yeah. You have to be on something. That's
yeah.
Chemical, that's that.
Yeah, I mean, it's some Van Gogh, I'm going to cut off my ear and send it to you, girl, because I love you type. Only he didn't send it to anybody. He just bit it off. And then, I mean, I just wouldn't tell anybody. I say it's a wood shop accident. I'm not. I ain't going to tell. Look, I bit my finger off.
If it's national news.
Yeah, you told somebody. You know, you told the nurse, hey, you know what? Can you put this back on? I bit it off watching the fight. We gonna move on to another thing that crazy people do, digging up your father's grave to find the real will. I don't advise anybody to do that. You know, if you was at the funeral, you was at the wake, and the will wasn't there then, it's probably not going to be 6 feet under the ground.
It might be.
It might be.
If your daddy played too much, he might have buried it with him.
If your daddy played too much, I don't think he's dead.
He was a jokester? Oh, he's not dead?
No, he was dead.
But his last laugh might have been, I'm going to bury the will with me.
You really, that's what you're going to say?
That could be the circumstance. What do you mean? That is perfectly logical.
Okay. Your last thing you want to do is a dying man like, yeah.
I'm going to get these kids one more time.
I'm going to bury the will.
There they go.
I mean, but she dug her daddy up. Nobody else was looking for the will because there was already a will.
She said, this ain't the real.
Right.
Stop.
This is not enough for me.
No, something is
wrong. Somebody was lying, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's hella funny, though.
Okay.
It is.
It's kind of crazy.
It's kind of crazy.
It's kind of crazy.
It's funny, you know.
Okay.
That's hella funny. You know how damn long it takes to dig 6 feet?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You have to be crazy.
No, hold on. That's determination.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You're just focusing it probably in the wrong way. But if you can dig a motherfucking 6 foot by what is the rest of it? Down and then whatever is wide. Bitch, you got to do some digging to get that coffin out.
Well, I mean, we know she got that crazy strength, obviously.
Yeah.
Crazy strength was she had it going on.
Yeah. Like I said, she's kind of, you know, focusing it the wrong way.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Oh,
and probably not going to help her dating life either.
Her meter's off. Who am I going to date her?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, man, mother love crazy bitches.
Moving on.
Period.
Japanese inventor created, speaking of crazy bitches, created a girlfriend talking pillow. You're just trying to get rid of y'all. In Japan, they got all the sex dolls. Now they got the girlfriend talking pillow. I don't even need to call you.
Good. Let y'all rights die out. Nobody tripping about that. Really, a lot of you guys. Anyway, so go and let they little rights die out. We don't never have another baby. But that's sick.
What's sick about it?
Sex dolls. You're having a fucking relationship with a machine, a conversation with a mechanical pillow.
Hold on. One, y'all with these iPhones and Siri, you having a conversation with the phone.
That's not even a conversation. You cannot even make a complete sentence and Siri can understand what you're saying.
They made a movie about it.
It's not a pillow. And I just saw that movie, too. On accident, because wasn't it, like, called Her?
I don't know.
I think it was called Her, and I put it on the thing. It was a good movie, I swear to God. It was beautifully written. The actor, they picked the right person, whatever. But that's the dumbest shit. The dumbest shit in the world.
All right. And, I mean, see, because I hear you when you say, and I agree, the whole sex doll thing. I mean, the touch of a woman, the doll thing. But You have women with the dildo.
That
ain't
is
that the, same
the most
thing?
Important part of a man, not the whole motherfucker laying there, plastic or whatever. No, that's taking it too far.
I would say that I'm thinking that they're focused on one area when they have the dog. Like the women with, I mean,
then,
is there a difference between that and the women with the dildo?
There is.
Really?
There is.
What's the difference?
There is a clear difference.
What's the difference?
It's just a difference.
What's the difference?
I can't even have time right now.
We got time. We got time.
I'm just letting you know, at the end of the day, there is a fucking difference. And
I'm sensing a little hypocrisy.
No.
Just a little bit.
No, just because I'm not able to explain
you
it right
now.
Got
that H on your shoulder. It's like moving up to the forehead.
I'm going to think about it.
You're going to think about it. We gonna go back on that, because when we get Candy Girl Cece on, we gonna talk about that also.
Yeah, good. I would like to.
Yeah, you think we gonna come back to that. And the last thing that crazy people do for this week, if you're a fugitive from the law, it's probably not a good idea to comment on the sheriff's Facebook page.
To go to jail.
And you know what? My theory is this. A lot of the people who want to go to jail, they're gay, and they are on the DL. And so, you know, in jail, you get all the free homosexual sex that you can ever want and imagine. And the dudes are like, yeah, I'm gonna go to jail, and that way I ain't gotta pretend out here on the streets. He can be in there, and he can be he can be. I'm just saying.
I mean, but
it's my
you can't be talking about these streets, because
every street.
It's these streets out here, right here, these streets that we walk around.
Every
out,
street.
It's like being in jail. These are the same ones that. About that life.
Well, I'm saying, well, there are some, but there are some who are not about that life in public. That's why it's the DL.
And, you know, I notice a lot of that, and I really, really hate that. I have a lot of guys that try and talk to me, and then, you know, wait till we are able to have a conversation and friendly, and then want to let me know that.
Girl.
No, what are they? This is the first question they're going to ask you is, are you open-minded?
Are you
when they ask you that, they gay. They bi. They go both ways.
But that's not my mindset. See, if I'm saying, are you open-minded, can we
don't
get into
say
some,
that.
Well, yeah, I have never said, can we be.
Said literally what you're trying to say. When somebody asks you, are you open-minded?
Can me, you, and my boyfriend hang
right.
out?
Right. Yeah. It's coming.
Well, on that note, I'm thinking that we just gonna go on break, because yeah, that's
we earned it.
We earned it. Open minded. Heard it here first. If you're open minded, Miss Drama don't want to hang out with you.
I don't.
Yeah.
I will hang out with you. We can be friends, because I have, you know, I've gotten a couple of gay guy friends, you know what I'm saying, like that. But I just hate that needs to be one of the first things you say, or you shouldn't be, you know, coming at women like that.
I won't be missed.
Yeah. Get a t-shirt made. But don't sneak
break.
Up on them.
We going on break.
Yo, hip-hop started out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to charge, say what, hip-hop started out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to charge. Supposed to inspire. How come we
Of moving right now, which is a pain in the behind, but thank y'all very much for breaking up my day and giving me something interesting to do. And by the way, first off, I did just want to say, Mr. F the N word. I love your name.
Thank you.
I hate
that
it.
That is awesome. I'm like curious to know, like, how did you come up with that?
Well, I mean, I was raised not to say the N word. I mean, it was the favorite word of my grandmother. And I mean, so I was really tight with my grandma. We did everything attached to the hip, and I just never grew up saying it. And
right.
It's always been my motto. So.
That's awesome. Because it lets people know you're the man without having to, like, offend them. You know what I mean? Without having to go there. So that's awesome. Yeah.
Not well, me, I hate it. And I feel like it's offensive without actually being. So.
Yeah, that's where we're going to agree to disagree. Because I'm like, I'm pissed. If you get offended when white people say it, then you probably shouldn't say it. That's just my opinion.
Right. Got you. But I'm not going to lie to you. Like, the N-word is one of my favorite words, though.
Look.
Because.
I'm a hip-hop guy. So, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't be able to listen to anything if I didn't hear the N-word. People say it. I'm just saying, I don't say it. That's it.
Oh, okay, I got you.
On it. Mm-hmm. So, but we're talking about you, so. You're a supermodel, whatnot. What made you want to get in the game?
Well, you know, I just always thought that it was, like, a glamorous and fun thing to do. And I always admire, like, you know, artwork. I used to buy, like, Smooth magazine myself and Show magazines and collect them and stuff like that because I thought, you know, I thought that was hot. So I was like, ooh, I want to do this. I want to get up in this. Because I've always been, like, a smaller person. I mean, you might not be able to tell nowadays because I'm grown. But when I was younger, I was really, really skinny. So, you get teased when you're skinny and stuff like that. But, I mean, in the end, it turned out okay because, you know, keeping your body together, you know, is something that can, you know, benefit you, you know, professionally and in other ways. So,
I don't know.
I just thought it was, I thought it was cute. I like, always having, you know, parties to go to or videos to go to and meeting people and, you know, fashion and hair, you know, and all that kind of fun stuff. So it's just, my little way.
As far as the business goes, I mean, have you found it like you get frustrated? I mean, because, you know, you see it and it looks glamorous, but ain't always what you see.
That's true.
No, yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, there have been so many times, like, recently over situations that I get frustrated that I'm going through, and it's like, but that's what anything in life. It's all a process. It's always bumps in the road, and you got to work it out. But, yeah, I see a lot more frustration. Not a lot more, but I'm going to say I do see frustration in it, but it, like I said, it wouldn't be any more than what I see in any other thing that you would be doing
it's
in life.
To do something different, right. I mean, you do got to take the good with the bad in whatever you do.
Exactly. And that's all it is.
All right.
So with the sugar.
So what type advertisement modeling jobs do you normally get, and what would be your ideal job?
Well, I do a lot of videos. So, especially with a lot of local artists. So, I've done a lot of videos with artists in the Bay Area. And it always spurs down that once people start seeing you in other people's videos, you know, of course, they want to start hiring you there. So, I've done a lot of that. I do photo shoots as well. So, you know, there's somebody who's looking for something in their portfolio or, you know, I've done, like, stockings, ads, and you know what I mean? Little stuff like that. So, but let me clarify, first of all, before I continue, though. My classification, I feel, is more of an urban model. So it's not necessarily, you know, on the runway, but it's not like I haven't been on runways, but that's not my main thing. So it's more like connected with music and stuff like that is what I really do. And then also I get like party hostings, you know, here and there. I don't host as many parties as I used to just because of my time, you know, but party hostings is a lot. That's fun to do. And then what else? You know, you can also I do like, oh yeah, I do like mixtape covers and album covers. So I've worked with some people and you know, provided the work, the artwork for their singles or their album or their mixtape. So that's always cool and fun to do. And that's the bulk of what I do right now, to be honest.
Okay,
I don't do much I don't do much clothing, like, but I mean, it's not that I can't, I just haven't really, you know what I mean, I haven't really tried. Maybe that's just not my thing.
My question is, now in the industry, like you said, you do mixtapes and artists and hip hop. I mean, do you feel like sometimes you get disrespected, like they have a certain stereotype about you just because you find you trying to be on their set, that everybody think that, well, if I'm gonna have you on the set, I'm gonna hit it and not pay you?
Let me think about that question, because it depends on how you approach the situation, honestly. Because if you're in it like, oh, I just want to be seen, he's hot right now, he's a rapper, it's whatever, you know, he's inviting me, I'm just gonna come just like seen, then yeah, then you're gonna get that more because that's more what you're about.
People
have seen your work and respect you as someone who's actually making some moves in the situation, a lot of them treat you very, very, very kindly, you know, or put you on a very high pedestal and, you know, really try to work with you and treat you as a respected individual in the gang. So it really depends. And I'm not even going to lie, I had both ends of the spectrum, because when I started, I mean, I wasn't always getting paid for the videos I did. I just wanted to be, you know, in the scene. So that's just how it is. But I progressed. After you do that and you meet people and doors open up and stuff like that, then you come to the realization, like, yeah, I can do this and make money, and it don't always have to be about, you know, who this and that is, because, you know, I am who I am and I do what I do, so.
Okay. So,
No, side note real quick. I ain't never heard no girl say it's whatever in a minute. Like,
I mean, but you know, you say it's whatever.
It's whatever.
I mean, it's whatever. Like, y'all know what it's whatever means.
Everybody knows what that means. So when somebody says,
right,
it's,
I mean,
whatever.
You know, I'm trying not to go there. You know, but it does lead me into where I wanted to go back on something I was talking about with Ms. Drama in the first segment. She was kind of stumped a little bit. She didn't want to say
I
so.
Wasn't,
I'm going to ask
okay,
you.
Okay, well, yeah, fill me in because I want to know.
So, I mean, we were talking about Japanese culture, they have a lot of the sex dolls, the talking sex dolls. I mean, they have heated vaginas and...
Mm-hmm.
And all that, where it's basically taking the woman's place there. Now he created a talking female pillow that talks to you while you're sitting down. And I say, you know, and this is where me and Ms. Drama, we going to disagree again. She says there's a big difference between a sex doll and a dildo. I want to ask your opinion on that.
I completely agree. There is a big difference. I feel like this is why I feel there's a difference, because one, a doll is like a female toy most of the time. So men are going to be like likely, not like guys play with dolls, but in a sexual sense, I think a man is going to be more likely to purchase a doll to have sex with than a woman. So I look at it more like a sex doll is more like a man's novelty, whereas dildo is like, it's for insertion, and insertion is enjoyable to women, and all the time, you know, guy time to be looking for the penis and dealing with the penis is drama. So, you know, a dildo is more like a woman's toy.
So, hold on. See, because it sounds like you got the S, the H on your chest, too.
No.
Wait, what's the H on your chest? What does the H on your chest mean?
Look, I get the insertion part.
The issue
I'm
is,
a man. I want to insert.
What is it? Okay, what is
This is the whole thing. If
hypocrisy.
You want to start, all we need is that dildo part, the part of the penis. That's the important part. So it with a whole ass doll from head to toe, it's like you're trying to actually
right.
replace the woman. Instead of just having that, they got pocket pussies. They got little, you can make
homes.
As I just seen that. So if you only wanted the insertion part, you could stick your dick in anything. But to have that whole doll laying there next to you, you want a bitch right there. You just don't want her to say shit or move or breathe or nothing.
Or maybe you just can't get a girl. Maybe you just can't get a female. Maybe you just lack it in that area.
Bruh, then it's something wrong. You need to fix the problem, not
that's
order
wrong.
A $5,000 piece of rubber, silicone, whatever it is.
Well,
they charging 5 racks for that doll?
Them motherfuckers is expensive. That's not cheap.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just
five
saying.
Racks for a doll.
I'm just
you can
saying.
Buy, that's crazy. You can
you
buy
like,
some like vagina for that.
Wait, but you started
yeah.
off by saying you don't want to deal, you just want the penis and insertion without dealing with the drama.
No,
it's,
I'm not saying that that's what I want all the time, because I don't even own a dildo, to be honest. I don't even own a dildo.
And
so that's not what I'm into all the time. I'm just saying sometimes
we need that dildo. We don't want it. Sometimes we need that to finish because I'm not going to be on, you know what I mean? So sometimes you need that. I don't feel like that's the problem, a man's problem. That's a woman's problem to have to
no.
finish yourself a lot of
no.
time.
No, no.
Yes.
That's a man's problem.
I would never
Your man is supposed to please you. If he has the pleasure of being with you, he has the obligation to please you. That's the point. You shouldn't give him none if he can't.
That's
Amber.
Besides the point. We so far past
that.
That
is
far.
The same point.
It's not the same
it's
point.
It's the same point.
It's not the same point.
All right, we're going to agree to disagree. But back to you, Miss Candy Girl, CC. I'm saying, and maybe it's the guy thing, I don't believe in pocket
it's
pussy.
It's a Mr. F, the N-word. Thing.
I don't believe in the, I'm like, look, I feel like,
well,
whatever I need to do, I will do it to make sure that you's all right when we done. That,
well, there might be extreme situations where there's no women around. Like, I know people, or I have seen guys in the military. I worked in a sex shop before, and I have seen guys in the military who will come and buy pocket pussies because they're somewhere on a boat
yeah.
or hella crazy somewhere, you know what I mean? Or like, I don't know, there's other examples of why people would need them. So I don't think that they're bad, but I ain't paying $5,000 for one, like, or
right.
any kind of novelty like that.
Other than that, you have a deep, psychologically deep-rooted, you're going to be on the episode of Criminal Minds if you buy one of them big plastic dolls.
Criminal Minds,
yes.
really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. I'm sorry. I don't see Criminal Minds, and I don't even believe in it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you got me defending. You started off saying you want the insertion. So I want to insert. So I can see whatever hand, whatever doll, he's thinking one thing, insertion.
Mm-hmm.
And finish.
Well, that's
it.
Crazy.
I'm saying, that,
but
that,
let me ask, this is what I'm wondering. This is what I want to wonder. I want to ask you a question, though. So, I mean, the need to insert leads people to a lot of things that could be, you know, other sins, like you're saying. So how would you feel if they gave out pocket pussies in jail?
Well, we were just talking about this. I don't believe, I think a lot of these guys on the DL, they
mm-hmm.
they want to go to jail so they can get that free homosexual experience.
Really?
Without being criticized
right.
and everything. you know, they can do that in jail.
Yeah, because they call it, they don't even say they're gay. They say, I'm doing what I got to do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, but not every guy that goes to jail is gay. Like, not every single one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say, I mean, because that's, you can't put everybody in the same category, but
no,
at the same time.
But let's say somebody goes to jail and they get raped by, you know what I'm saying, the same sex. Would you consider them gay then? You know what I mean?
Getting raped.
Yeah, I feel like.
It's fault.
Okay, but so that person.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a fine, it's a really, really thin line. There is a thin fucking line between that right there.
Well, there's no line. Somebody rapes you, it's their problem, not yours.
But they make it your problem. That is
weird. Yeah, it becomes your problem, girl.
And so you have to carry that around with you. You're unsure. A lot of shit comes with that to where, I mean, I feel like you're not yourself. Yeah, you might not be gay after that, but you damn sure not your true self. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you're going to need some therapy.
You're going to need a lawyer. Yeah.
So, we're going to get back in the modeling game.
I was about to say, you had to get back. But if they was giving them out, like, if pocket pussies for you for stuff like in jail, then I really wouldn't think anything wrong with them. Like, there's stuff like that is okay to use, like, toys and stuff like that.
Right.
So anyway, yeah.
Things that are toys or novelties, okay. But when you start building a whole woman, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's taking it too far.
On a pillow that talks like a woman, that acts like a woman. No, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just like with the model, when the good come with the bad, when you messing with a woman, you got to take the good with the bad. And most of the time, you know what I'm saying? The be your fault.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note,
wow, we.
And on that note,
we're going to go back to something else because these personal attacks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Miss Candy Girl CC.
Yes.
Where are you? Where can we see your pictures, your everything?
Okay. Yes, I have. Well, first off, I have a blog site. It's called Candy Girl CC Online. And I just post a lot of my pictures from photo shoots or events, and then I blog about what I think is cute or what interests me or whatever may be, you know. So I got a lot of it. It's not all about me on there, which is nice sometimes just to get a little bit. But I also have, like, pictures and videos. I have all the videos I've been in. So that's my home base, basically, Candy Girl CC Online. And I've been running that for, like, maybe 2 to 3 years. So hold on to that one. Also, I'm on Twitter still, and that's at Candy Girl CC. It's easy to find me. Everything is pretty much Candy Girl CC. I'm on Twitter at Candy Girl CC. I have an Instagram. Please follow me on that cheap thing. I'm on Instagram at Candy Girl CC. I have a Snapchat Candy Girl CC. I have what is that? Fine. I got Fine at Candy Girl CC. And then I have a portfolio, my online portfolio on Model Mayhem as well. So I'm trying to think how it's easiest to find that one. But I think it's just like modelmayhem.com/. It might be Candy Girl CC. It might be 456081. I might have a number. I don't know. But I got a Model Mayhem. So if you put in Candy Girl CC, Model Mayhem, that should pop up. If you want to see, like, pictures and list of, like, everything that I've done and been in, yeah.
I want to see pictures.
Most people do.
Right?
Now, I mean, I know we talked about what you do and what you've done. Now, you know, I think I asked you, if you had an ideal job, what's your ideal modeling job?
Ideal modeling job. Let me think.
Where it's not even
that's
working.
A hard one. Like, I don't really. Yeah.
I mean, we talk
that's
about
that's a hard one. But you know what? I honestly, okay, so like an ideal. Okay, here it is. Okay, got you. Like, my ideal modeling job would be something high fashion, like, for Balmain. Like, I think Balmain is off the hook. So something like that would be my ideal job. Like, I don't care if I was on a runway or in a magazine or something. If I was, like, doing some hot shit for my name, then I think, like, I made it. You know what I mean? That would be
okay.
My dream job.
That would be my next question. Like, if you reached that, would you feel like you made it?
I would definitely feel like I feel like I would be an overachiever at that point. Like,
come on now. I mean, do you want to? You eventually want to move into acting?
I still want to do acting. Like, I've been getting some practice with it lately. You know what I mean? But it's just been like here and there type stuff. But I'm not really like taking it seriously, like joining any associations or taking any classes or anything. But I mean, I consider it, like, yeah, but I don't think doing a movie will really be my dream job, because I really enjoy the photography aspect of it and sort of more the behind the scenes of producing that kind of stuff too. So I mean, but I will definitely, don't get it twisted, if you couldn't put Kenny Rosie in your movie, she will be there, but that's probably not my dream job.
Okay, I mean, you're looking like you eventually want to transition to the behind the scenes, not necessarily.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know on what aspect right now. I don't think I would want to do anything like managing models or anything like that. But dealing with models, I wouldn't mind. And like, you know, I don't know. It's like, it's a lot of things up there. It's magazines or, you know, websites and, you know, clothing stores and TV, and you know, there's a lot of other stuff to do, so it's kind of hard to say, like, exactly.
All right, so I mean, have you ever wanted to like to one time do the runway over in France at one of the big fashion shows, whatnot?
I mean, of course, yeah. I mean, I definitely would. I'd probably be like a nervous wreck trying to do it, because that's, you know, but. I mean, I'd do it. If the opportunity was given, I for sure would do it. But it's not like, oh, that's my goal in life. No. But if the opportunity was presented, definitely I would.
So what's your attitude when you're modeling? I mean, do you, like, go to a different place? I mean, you have a split personality, per se, that's like, bam, all of a sudden, I'm no longer.
Yeah, it's like all work and no play. Like, I really like to dig in and focus and try to produce the best product that I possibly can. You know what I mean? Really, like, I like to be involved in every aspect from the, like I said, from the front to the back, from the getting the hair, the nails, the outfits, finding makeup artists, connecting, you know what I mean, with designers and all that kind of stuff. Like, I really, you know what? Why am I losing my train of thought right now? Why did I smoke before I come on this show?
I mean, have you already transitioned into that? Have you produced any modeling?
Sorry. Go ahead. I'm cutting you off.
No, I'm just saying. Have you transitioned yet into that where you're actually the producer, putting on your own photo shoot?
I mean, I've done small things, like, just for my website at this point, but never, like, where it's a job, like, for me and somebody's, like, hiring me to do it, no. But I've done it for myself, you know what I mean, pretty much just smaller projects. Like, an example of that would be something I have on my website. It's a photo series. It's just called Wasted Graffiti, and it's basically with me and a close friend of mine, and, you know, we just went out from a great setting, and, you know, she does makeup, and then, you know, I organize everything as far as photography and all that, and, you know, we just do little projects like that. But yeah, I can definitely do something like that, but as far as, you know, large scale or anything like that, no, I haven't taken it there. But I have been a part of larger products, but, you know, not where it's my show, though, basically. I mean, not products, productions, but not where it's my show. And I've been, you know, a lot of behind the scenes for things, but I don't really brag about it, because it's like, it's more like that's what I'm volunteering to do.
No, I mean, it's not necessarily bragging. I mean, it's what you do. I mean,
yeah.
Just talking about what you do is just reality. It's not bragging. I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, there's a certain level that takes it to brag where you're like, yeah, I do this. I
right,
do that.
I'm the one, right.
Such and such, and they fucks with me, blah, blah. Yeah, that's different from, yeah, I do this, I do that. I know such and such. I mean, it's totally different. And I mean, obviously, you're doing all right for yourself.
Well, thank you.
You know, I mean, I haven't personally gotten any pictures
right,
or anything
haven't
like
seen
that.
Damn pictures.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's not a problem. You know what? I was thinking because I should have sent you guys over. I have a whole lot of stuff that I'm into. I should have sent you guys something and prepared you a little bit better. Not prepared you, but just give you a better idea, you know. But I could still send him some pictures. That's not a problem. And I even do music, so I was like, you know, I could have sent him some of my music just so he could listen. You didn't have to play it on the show if you didn't like
it.
Got to
the music part.
Oh, so you do music also?
Yes, I've been getting into music like the last year or two. Like, no, really like the last 2 years. So I probably put out, or I probably just do a song like maybe every 2 to 3 months. I do a song like every 3 months, so it's not really heavy for me. But I do work with a lot of people in the area and, you know, out of the area. And I got a few songs. So, you know, I like to do it. That's fun for me. But
rapper or both?
It would be rapping because I definitely cannot sing. I was not blessed in that area, but it's all good though.
No, I can't sing either, so we But, yeah, maybe we get to hear some of your music sometime and also...
Right, and you can just, even if you just want to critique it, that's fine.
All right. Well, I mean, I look forward to hearing more from you. And I actually had something in my mind across from motion. We'll talk afterwards. I discuss with you. I mean, because I do a little animation and whatnot, and an idea just clicked in my head.
Thank you. I like when that happens. That's when awesomeness happens. That's when good stuff gets made. You know, that's when work gets made, gets done. So I appreciate that.
And on that note, I mean, once again, before we let you go, tell the people where they can find Miss Candy CC again.
Candy girl.
Okay.
Candy.
So, yeah, so currently, I almost forgot to mention, this is horrible, but currently I'm in issue 29 of Show Magazine, which is a sexy wholesale edition, so go out and get that. That is definitely available on MagCloud, and I'm not sure about stores yet, but it's a pretty big edition, so it probably will be as well. So Show Magazine number 29, sexy wholesale edition. Also, I'm going to be in Pressure Magazine at the end of the month, and that's an East Coast-based magazine, but it features some beautiful women. So that's a good magazine. Make sure you look them up. And then also Curves and Cakes Magazine, I'm going to be seeing with them soon. I'm not exactly sure when that drops, but in their black and white issue, they're blessing me to be able to be a part of that. So those are some places you can find me at currently. Always on social media, Candy Girl CC. Any social media you can think of, that's pretty much my name, Candy Girl CC. And online, www.candygirlcconline.com. So I want to really thank you guys for having me. Thank you, Mr. F the N Word, and thank you, Ms. Drama. I had fun with you guys, so...
Hey, we had a great time with you also, and definitely, I mean, if you want to, you can stick around. I like to end the show with a little, I got a little segment that I've kind of grown fond of, the Stop Snitching movement a few hundred years later.
I would love to, but I gotta kind of cut out. I'm like I said, I'm in the process of moving, and my father's about to come move all of my crap, and that is a grumpy old man, so I need to be on point when he gets.
Right. No, I understand that, because he's like, look, my time is precious, girl.
Right. So, but again, thank you guys for having me. I will definitely be listening from now on, so I'm so excited that I found out about this show. And you guys definitely seem entertaining. So you also have gained a new fan. I just want to let you know that as well.
Thank you very much. And you've actually gained a new fan. And hopefully we can collaborate on a few things. We'll have a talk.
Oh, yeah, definitely call me. So, yeah, you guys, make sure you get my information from Lamont. You call me and we can talk about, you know, whatever else you see down the line. It's whatever. Like I said, it's whatever.
Come on now. You violate. You can't be saying government names on the air.
Oh, God. Did I say that? Oh, my God. Ms. Bella, I apologize. I'm so sorry.
You don't have, like, 5,000 stalkers.
Okay, you have to edit that part out. You have to edit that part out.
This
is live.
Oh, God.
You're all right. We'll let it go this time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I haven't been on the radio in hella long, so please forgive me. It's been a long time since I've been on.
All right. Well, you take care, Miss Candy Girl, and we will talk again real soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. That was Candy Girl CC, the future supermodel. I can see it. Who I've only had the good fortune of seeing a picture of in a brief glimpse on the phone because of my awesome co-host Miss Drama. So awesome.
Believe in people. It's not sarcasm.
Yeah, it's definitely not sarcasm. So we gonna go and do a little quick commercial drop real quick, and we'll be right back.
Together, you got to smooth drama, smooth drama.
Yo, yo, what up, man? This your boy Preacher. And you tuned in to smoothdrummer.com.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, and all that. Once again, we're back, Mr. F the N word and Ms. Drama finishing up here. But be remiss going into the weekend if we didn't of course, deal with our stop snitching moment. It's not an old one. It's actually kind of new. It's a rapper. I'm not going to say her name because she's whack and she's going to jail. Who bragged about being a body sculptor. Apparently, you know, she's one of them people that was injecting silicone and Fix-A-Flat into
people.
Yeah, into their booties. And she's bragging about it in her songs, whatnot. She obviously didn't hear that MF Doom song, Rap Snitches, end up putting herself in jail.
That's what she get. Why you ain't gonna say her name?
Because you don't give whackness fame. It's just, you know, see, historically, in all ancient societies, if you want to wipe somebody out, you wipe out their son and you wipe out their name from history. That way, it doesn't live on. It has no power. It's nothing. And so, we just not going to give them any power by saying their name. Because if you're putting silicone and Fix-A-Flat into people, you're preying on people's insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Obviously, not everybody can have the junk in the trunk like my co-host, Ms. Drama. And part of it is your people like you, your fault.
Me, my father.
Your fault, because see, you'll have some people who are walking around and they're looking and they see it and they're like, man, I want some junk in my trunk too. And so enter this person who will say,
girl, you know what? I got you.
I got you. You want
and
some of that?
Then we go to Home Depot, get some of that cocking stuff for the tub. Gonna fill you up. I'm saying that's what I mean. Same thing to make you smile, make you cry. When you want something so bad, you know, maybe you're just not supposed to have that.
Yeah, that's my point. You know what happened to doing some squats
Yeah, and I mean, like, y'all don't even want no ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really more trouble than it's worth.
Really?
What?
So tell
buying jeans, okay? Buying jeans, especially because I know a lot of you aren't cut out to spend a lot on jeans, you know. So it's really hard for those type of people. Then you have, I could swear I could walk down any hallway, any street, and I could turn around real quick, and motherfuckers is just staring at my ass. That's a fucked up feeling. Like, not fucked up, but it's not the coolest feeling in the world. Like, that shit's not cute.
It's not cute to be the center of attention?
Not all the time, no. You know what I mean? When you want the center of attention, yeah, but I'm in the grocery store with my motherfucking son. Leave me the fuck alone. Like,
the burden of having to ask.
That's what I'm saying. It's not always cut out to be when you get that, especially if you don't know how to handle it.
So,
you know?
In your humble opinion, over the years, you've learned how to handle the burden of ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So pray for me.
You're sitting here. I'm sitting here next to the queen of ass, Ms.
Rama.
Learn to handle the expectations and burdens of having ass.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot more to it than just, you know, bam, bam, bam.
I got ass. Not all that is backed up to you, you know.
You know, there's a whole little documentary we can do with that.
I need to.
The burdens of ass and how it affects you. Positively and negatively.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to explore that. There's a whole show that we can do on this.
We need to explore it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah. Stop snitching on yourself. If you're going to do that type stuff, you're going to do some criminal activities. Don't tell the world. It's not a smart thing. And if you don't have
the
biggest ass...
not that we're calling you smart.
No, you're not smart.
Yeah, we
obviously. But if you don't have it, it's all right. The whole, I got to have it and fix a flat, really? Fix a flat in silicone.
You got to say... Jesus fix it.
I mean, you can fix it. You can just have a positive attitude. There ain't what you got is what you got.
Just be thankful for what you got.
If you're waking up and you're breathing, you're good. You got a flat booty, it's okay. Life goes on.
It does go on. It might not be as great as some other people's lives, but life does go on. And maybe you got a pretty back.
A pretty
you know, you got cute shoulders or something. You know, look on the bright.
A pretty back. Wow, I hadn't heard that one before. You don't have to ask, but your back. Girl, when you turn around, your back is like...
Your back. How can I get my back like that?
You're all strong and structured and straight and aligned. Just aligned correctly is... Boom. It's on. And on that note, we want to thank Miss Candy Girl CC, supermodel, for coming on and
my friend, I feel so special. Thank you very, very, very much. And we hope to see you soon.
And for Miss Drama, I missed the F to N word. This is another Smooth Drama special production. And we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth.
drummer. Smooth